Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
On Mother's Day, May 14th, 2006, Milwaukee Brewer Bill Hall stood at home plate in the bottom of the 10th inning with the score tied. With one strategic swing of the pink bat Hall was holding, he launched himself into the record books. Hall hit a game-winning walk-off home run, and the value of his pink bat skyrocketed. In fact, a month later, the Brewers' owner, Mark Antanasio, paid over $25,000 for the pink bat in a Major League Baseball auction. In 2006, Bill Hall was looking for a charity to support. He chose the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Group, but not because anyone in his family had been a victim of breast cancer. He just appreciated their work. He appreciated their work enough to sport the pink wristbands and to use a pink bat when not very many players around the league were doing so. He also appreciated their work enough to make a $25,000 donation to the organization prior to the game. You might say he gave $50,000 in 2 months because the $25,000 that Mr. Antanasio paid for the pink bat was also donated to the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. Now fast forward to this past Sunday's Mother's Day game at American Family Field, where the Brewers hosted the St. Louis Cardinals. Pink was on high display. Players on both teams were wearing pink shoes, pink socks, pink wristbands, pink hats, and some were using pink bats. Managers had the pink ribbon on their shirts. I remember thinking in 2006, as I watched Hall hit that legendary home run and go and present the bat to his mother, who was in the stands that day, wow, isn't it nice to see the Brewers getting behind something that helps so many women? This past Sunday, I had a completely different reaction. I was more than a little perturbed that the Brewers were sanctioning this Men in Pink Day. So what made the difference between 2006 and 2024? The difference is that I've learned that the Susan G. Komen Foundation continues to financially support none other than the abortion giant Planned Parenthood Federation, even after huge controversies about this back in 2012. American Life League tracks charities and rates them as to how pro-life they are or are not. The league's research gives Susan G. Komen a big red rating, meaning they are very anti-life. In their 2020 990, Komen had given grants to three Planned Parenthood affiliates for treatments. But what really caused me to dislike the pink during Sunday's game was knowing that solid research shows that having an abortion significantly increases a woman's risk of breast cancer. In fact, since 1957, over 70 scientific studies have been conducted on the abortion and breast cancer link, commonly referred to as the ABC link. Of those studies, 80% found that just having an abortion increases the risk of breast cancer. The Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons published a study showing that abortion is the, quote, best predictor of breast cancer, end quote. The most carcinogenic abortions are the ones performed before the birth of a first child, and girls who have an abortion before they are 18 almost double their risk for cancer. Yes, there are people who question the science. Two of the loudest naysayers are Planned Parenthood and the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. Nevertheless, we and many others believe the research supporting the abortion breast cancer link is scientifically credible. So here we have the Brewers and many other well-intentioned groups standing ready to help in a significant way an organization they believe is doing great things for people. The truth is they're supporting an organization that is ostensibly working to prevent and cure breast cancer, while that same organization is financially supporting a group that is through its abortions actually upping the likelihood that women will have breast cancer. I'm not taking the Brewers to task. The players were good sports and were doing what they thought was a good thing on Mother's Day. The Brewers organization is, I'm sure, unaware of the entire abortion breast cancer link issue, especially since the media does its best to keep it quiet. But it's time that you and I quit quietly sitting by while the world becomes awash in pink Komen ribbons, wristbands, and bats. We need to speak up on behalf of women. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.